Hey guys, I got dumped this week and I feel really bad about it and I'm sad. So if you could maybe say something to cheer me up. Also, if you want to be a plus one to a wedding the first weekend of September, Mike is my first choice, but I'll settle on bringing Jesse. So thanks guys.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike, we had kind of a down in the dumpsters voicemail there, all shucks. You know, yeah. you got any words of wisdom for this character and for anybody else out there who's feeling like romance just maybe not in the cards for him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Just get used to it. You know, it's just, that's life. One yeah. kick in the pants after another, you know, mm-hmm. and it don't get no better than that.
I was going to say I've never been dumped in my life, so I can't really speak on what that would feel like. I mean, it would be like asking me, Jeff, I just dunked a basketball. Do you have any advice on how to dunk a basketball again? No, I've never dunked a basketball. I don't know what that feels like.
God, never dunked. I don't know if we can be friends now.
You don't think you can be friends with me just because I've never taken somebody off the dribble and just screeched down the lane and went through my legs and over my head and just crashed the backboards?
Yeah.
When and the crowd went wild.
The last time you tried to dunk, you got distracted up there looking in the peach basket for you were saying, where are the peaches at? I thought they were, because that's how old you are too.
I'm very old and stupid and have a bad attention span. If you can put everything together there from what it sounds like.
Shouldn't have put this guy in.
Yeah.
Your coach. There he goes.
Old peachy JF again. Oh geez. Peach, though. Oh, my God. Great stone fruit. Is it my favorite one? No, it's not. But I do like it. It's very, very good.
It's excellent.
It really is. It really is. You know what? I don't want to do this early. Because we got this guy who basically thinks his life is over just because he can't continue with this one relationship, which I would just say, by the way, there's so many fish in the fucking sea, and they all stink. All right? So go out there and grab you a big...
Grab a hold of one.
A big stinky fish, okay? All right?
Yeah.
And don't use any protection. And you're going to have a... Is that not...
Huh?
Look, I've never been on a commercial fishing boat either, okay? I'll say that right now. And here it comes. Here it comes. Here comes everybody so mad at me because I've never gone on a fishing excursion.
Yeah.
Great.
We signed up to listen to this podcast because we thought you dunked all the time and you went on fishing excursions all the time. Fuck you. Never listening again.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry about the way that I lied to you. And sort of, you know, I didn't exactly say I've dunked a lot and gone on commercial fishing excursions all the time, but it's what I didn't say that was the lie, right? Which I didn't come out and say, here's a list of things I've never done before. So you can just take this on. And the list would be really long.
Yeah.
Right.
Bathe, wash your hair.
Okay.
Wash your teeth. What else?
Okay. What else?
Just three that I came up with.
Seems like I could take care of all those in the same, I mean, afternoon. Give myself the whole afternoon and just wash from head to toe. Why not? Why would I not? But I will say, it's early to get into the store stuff, but I've just got to because
fuck it. We're pushing that store button.
We're going to the store.
Let's go.
Now, here's one thing I actually have done before is go to the store. This is one thing. This is the top of my list of things I've actually accomplished.
Hell yeah.
And you can go through and search. You can search my history. OK, you can pull up whatever you want on me about going to the store. And you're going to find that I've been very consistent on this point. I have been to the store before.
Checks out.
It checks out. Good luck getting Oppo on me at the store. I went to the store and I grabbed myself some grapes. Okay, I grabbed myself some grapes, and here's how stupid I am. I thought, oh, these are going to taste really good, and I'm going to enjoy eating them. That's what I fucking said, and I was wearing my mask in the store, so nobody heard me say it, but just to myself, I was like, This is gonna, oh, this is gonna be rough. I'm wearing the Bane mask in the store. That's why I sound like that. These are gonna be really good grapes, I thought. Okay. And it had a picture of a gorilla on the front. I'm not gonna name the brand. I'll just say there's a picture of a gorilla on the front of the bag.
Sounds like they were gorilla brand grapes.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say they were gorilla brand, okay? But I went, I got these motherfuckers. I took them home. I put them in the fridge. That's where I keep my grapes, is in the fridge. And, you know, one night I'm getting kind of peckish, okay? I've already had my snack of the low-carb whole wheat tortilla and a spoonful of peanut butter, but I'm still rooting around in the kitchen like an old raccoon, okay? Pig.
Yeah. Can't satiate yourself, huh? Disgusting.
I don't know when to quit. That's my problem, is I don't know when to quit.
Back in the fridge again, huh? You just had a spoonful of peanut butter.
I need you on my shoulder. I need you on my shoulder, Mike. I reach in there for a handful of grapes, and I got some big fat boys in there too. These are like, and again, I'm not going to say the brand, but Gorilla brand grapes. I mean, we're talking about like, these look like fucking shotgun shells. These things are huge, okay?
Yeah, that's what's up.
I toss one in my gob, and I bite down real hard on it. That's the first, when I get a grape.
I broke all of my teeth.
I looked like a fucking cartoon character. I had the piano keys teeth on this grape because, unbeknownst to me, they're still selling seeded grapes, gang.
Hell
what
no.
On earth?
Hell no.
What are we doing?
What?
Oh, I quite prefer the seeded varietal.
Who
Shut
is
the fuck
eating
up?
Seeded grapes in 2021?
I don't know. I thought that I, in my overzealousness to quench my hungry, grumbly belly, I thought I had mistakenly grabbed not just the grape, but the vine. I thought I was eating the vine, is how stupid I am. I thought, you didn't take off the little nipple of vine that you sometimes get on the grape you pull it off? Because it was like, it's
not
awful.
Not supposed to eat it.
So I said, well, I'm not going to be one of those guys who chews on something he's not supposed to and then takes it out of his mouth and goes, and throws it away. Plus, I'm eating in the dark because, again, I'm like a feral animal loosed in my kitchen.
You did what any normal person would do, and you fired up the app and you went to the complaint section and you said, listen here.
Dear Gorilla Brand Grapes. No, but I just ate it, and then I popped another one in my mouth and had the same experience. And then I got out the microscope, I got out the lab kit, I pulled on my big rubber gloves, and I went to town on these things. Come to find out, there's seeds. There's at least two seeds in these fucking things. And I went and looked at the bag. It says table grapes. Does that mean there's seeds in them that are grapes? Is that what table means?
Can't imagine someone who prefers a seeded grape.
Insane.
Get rid of those people.
I mean, you know? Any means necessary. We were talking about stone fruits. It's like when you get a bag of cherries, and I don't get the bag of cherries because I know there's a big ass pit in the cherry. Yeah. I love cherry flavor. I love them on a sundae. I would eat them happily out of the refrigerator, but I'm not gnawing on them like a fucking corn cob. I want to pop it and go. That's why I don't buy the cherries. I know what I'm getting in for. This is the covenant between me and the greengrocer. And yet, I feel like my trust was violated with this table grapes situation.
So how do you feel about a sunflower seed? You don't like a sunflower
shell?
Because that's the same thing.
You're not
going to
like this.
You're goofing off with the thing in your mouth all day long. And nobody would like that.
you're not going to like this at all, Mike.
What's up?
I've never learned how to separate the sunflower seed from the shell, so I just eat the entire thing. And I always have.
No.
That's true. I just eat the whole, because it's all seed. What do I care?
You are a space alien.
But all of the flavoring is on the outside of the seed.
Yeah, you suck it off. Hey, stop clipping that. You suck it off, JF. And
and
then you crack it open.
Right.
And you suck that little thing out of there. What'd I tell you? Knock it off.
Hand away from the mouse. I'm serious. Here's my thing, though. If I've already sucked off the whole thing, what do I care about the stuff that's inside? What difference does it make? I've already got what I wanted, which was the ranch or like nacho cheesy hot spicy powder. I don't want the seed is nothing, right?
I guess so. Man,
the seed is like a fingernail. Who cares?
Yeah. You're going to be eating a bunch of those and then you're going to slice your butthole open.
Yeah. Well,
that's what's going to happen.
I probably haven't had sunflower seeds in 15 years, but if I did, I would eat the whole thing again and I wouldn't have a problem with it because my asshole's seen a lot worse at this point. I'm fucking eating seeds in my grapes.
Bring
my asshole's
on.
Down there going,
bring it on.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with these things. Table grapes. Don't buy the table grapes. God forbid you put grapes on your table that don't have seeds in. I don't know. It just felt like I was lied to. So
anyway, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah.
About relationships.
Do an update on an old Kickstarter, Mike. Check this out, Mike. This is called HangGov. HangGov. This is from episode 181. It had $354 when we talked about it, and it ended with $760. Let's see. This was 181. When did this one drop? When did this episode come out?
Oh, Lord. When did that episode come out?
Let's look at this.
When did that episode come out?
Yeah. You can see Dan's hands moving around, obviously, as the producer trying to figure out when the episode came out. He's on it. Don't worry about it, gang.
Guys,
he's on it.
You guys threw a wild pitch at me. I'm trying to... Dan, don't worry about it. We'll find it.
We got it, Dan. Thank you, brother. This was... Let's see. We did episode 181, HangGov. When we talked about it, how many days left did it have? Okay, now I'm going to have to go into Google Docs here. And Dan, you just kick back. My brother.
He has no idea how to do this or where this is located.
Here we go. The last edit of this episode was December 27th. Oh, no. Were we doing this 2 days after Christmas? That ain't good. Wish I hadn't. Dan, I wish you hadn't discovered this. Why were we doing this at this time? HangGov, we talked about it when it had 28 days to go. Okay, so let's head over to the kick track. This thing launched on December 26th. So they're actually more pathetic than we are. So that's good. And it had 28 days to go. So we must have recorded this episode on December 28th. And then I bet it came out. It probably came out the 29th. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it probably came out the next same or next day.
Well, Dan was in. Look. Dan was editing by this point, so I think we were pretty... okay, it looks like it came out the 28th. December 28th is when the episode came out. Wow, did we record this same day? Or close to it? Wow. So, here's my point. This was a week before they went crazy on Washington, D.C., right?
Oh, yeah, it was. You think they're to blame, JF?
Well, I don't know.
Think these folks over here are culpable?
Mike, what I'm wondering is if we're going to get in trouble for this, for talking about this Kickstarter, because this is the game humanity must play, a 3D tabletop game manifesting justice for humanity. It says this is the gameplay is based on the classic Hangman word guessing game. Okay, we know that, but the project itself is actually they went a different direction with it. Instead of having the person in the news be like an unrecognizable avatar for just a general human person, and actually not even the point of the game. The point of the game is to guess a word.
I hate when I'm like, somebody draws the Hangman and I'm like, who is that? That looks nothing like anybody I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And then I turn around, there's a guy who looks exactly like that guy walking right in the door. Stick figure guy.
Oh, crap.
Egg on my face.
Yeah. He just got off work at the wet floor sign, probably. You know? Jeez Louise. So here's what you do have, though, instead of just the outline of a stick figure guy. You've got Hillary Clinton, which I'm not going to give a nod to this project at all, because as we go on, you'll find out that not only is it endorsing some political violence at maybe the worst possible time for that to have come out, but also it's very disgustingly anti-Semitic and vile in every other way. But they do nail Hillary Clinton here by giving her a hammer in one hand, money in the other, and she's wearing a sash that says Mrs. Psycho, which...
Yep.
I'm not nodding to this game at all. These guys are evil people and very stupid. But Mrs. Psycho, wherever they lifted that from, those guys Or you know what? Those gals who came up with Mrs. Gals? Psycho. So
Tip
of the cap to those fine ladies. Now we've got Monkey Business Bush as well. He's wearing a shirt that says 9/11 inside job. We've got Puppet Pig Trump. Now this is interesting. You wouldn't expect Trump to find himself in the sights of a game like this, but you do. He is a puppet pig. I can't
big clown shoes, looks like.
He's unfortunately, the clown shoes also have the Star of David on them, if you look closely.
I didn't even see
that. So that's really, really bad. The Captain Fraud Obama he's wearing sort of a leather suit that also has actually some kind of decently cool wings on there, like the new Captain America. The guy with the
He's got the drone wings or whatever on his on his back, flying around.
Then you've got USA Slave Security, and this is also a Nazi project here as well. You can see the SS on Slave Security, which is just one of the many things that makes this project so nasty. My question about this is when we talked about this, did we pick up on how fucking awful this was?
Or did we just we did at the time? No.
Because did we just think this was a run of the mill,
I think
gross?
We did. Because I'm looking at it now and it's
I mean, they're really out in the open on this stuff. The Boris Johnson caricature here, he's doing the Nazi salute and has the
just saying hello, but apparently he's doing
right. Right.
Well, I thought he was just being friendly at the time.
They slipped one right by us on this, or maybe they didn't. Maybe we figured it out. We probably did. We probably did a good job saying what was wrong with this. If I'm not mistaken, I think I did report this one to Kickstarter just through the website, because it did end up getting suspended by Kickstarter, and I will be taking all of the credit for it, unless these guys listen to the show, in which case it was...
It was someone else.
It was someone else.
Hard at work to figure out who that guy was. Hey, we're all trying to find this guy. That show. That show.
Yeah. So it ended up with $760, and so it did rise a little bit. But then they suspended it. And the comments on here are some real nasty stuff. There is a guy who says, you know, hey, obviously I want to look, this is what Barry says. I think my point is that if I'm going to spend that much, he says top spend, but I did in the favor of saying to spend, obviously just bad finger to the keyboard there. If I'm going to spend that much on a game, then I would be expecting a bit more than Hangman. I can literally play this with a pen and paper. And that's before we even get to the clear anti-Semitism. Okay. All right.
Dang, I'm upset because I actually liked this campaign on the face of it. Too many people are so obsessed with their team winning that they refuse to admit that, for example, both Trump and Obama are monsters. Wow. Never thought about it that way.
That is cool. I wonder if maybe we have more in common than we thought.
They go on to say, but then I spotted the Zionism symbolism, which pretty much throws this into the garbage. And they responded and said, I was laughing at your comment below stating that Zionism is a conspiracy theory. Wikipedia disagrees.
Yeah.
Now that I've just read your statement, Fauci was a voice of reason in 2020. I'm in stitches. This guy's actually laughing at this.
Well, I mean, he's an evil guy and he wishes harm on everyone around him. But I don't want him to get into stitches, obviously. I mean, that's a dangerous medical situation. Obviously, you know, with the way things are going,
being the way it is.
I mean, it's crazy. Can we do a GoFundMe for this guy? Maybe get him some help with his laughing and stitches and stuff. I'm really concerned. You remember that shit? You remember when they gave a bunch of money to North Carolina? Was that what that was?
The GOP guys. They got broken into.
Ugh. Come on, gangs. Just take the win when you can get it. When something bad happens to someone who's really evil, just fucking take the win.
Yeah. You have to hem and haw about it. Is this all... Oh, what? But what if? Shut up!
Yeah,
they're pieces of crap. Who cares?
That's the main problem with society these days, Mike. We don't celebrate it enough when bad things happen to bad people. Oh, bad things happen to good people. That stinks. Yeah, it does. Bad things happening to bad people
rocks ass.
We love it. And if you have any evidence of that happening, send it in to yourkickstartersucks@gmail.com. We'd love to laugh and be in stitches like this psycho. So this one got canceled. The comments are pretty upset about it. I don't know. I mean, it would be great if Kickstarter had some kind of accountability on this stuff, in all seriousness, if they kind of maybe... Can you just, like, release a thing that says, hey, we canceled this very clear Nazi project? Can you maybe even... You know what? Maybe even delete it from the website would be my tip. Why can I still look at this?
This guy is going through the comments and just having a great... You're confusing Judaism with Zionism. My Jewish friends will find your childish... ignorant comments amusing. Lastly, putting words in people's mouths is the lowest of the low.
Not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is above that. Well, this guy stinks and is a psycho, and I'm glad that his project is no longer just really trashing up Kickstarter.
Although we don't need to see that crap.
Actually, it is still trashing it up, because you can go look at it whenever you want. His other project was I guess this guy was a DJ, because his other project was a turntable sculpture. That's very strange to use the same.
That's cool.
The same website to get your little 3D printed turntable off the ground. Cool. as your Nazi board game.
It's so insane how you can't look at anything on Facebook without that thing popping up to tell you to log in. I'm trying to creep on somebody's life and find out embarrassing things about them that I can send to my friends so we can laugh at. Okay. I don't need to be asked to log in.
Do we need to start up a YKS YKS Facebook? Will they let you do that? Or do you have to send a fucking scan of your ID now?
I don't want to be involved in it. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to also look and see when some anti-vax guy got it. I wanted to see if I could find any of that stuff, but you can't, it's just not.
The good stuff is behind the paywall. That's how it always is.
Let's see. He did post when he got banned from Kickstarter. He photoshopped a little trophy that says Badge of Honor suspended from Kickstarter.
That rules.
And he did post that on January 6th as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The British guy. He didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Anyways, that was the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike, and I think that's all we got for the first part of the show. Now to enter into the second part of the show, where the real meat's on the bones. You're gonna want to hear this, seriously.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, except for where we're sitting right now, which is to the ads. We'll be right back with more YKS. Mike, sponsoring today's show... Signal Wire. Check this out. Signal Wire real-time video technology allows you to create interactive video experiences that were previously impossible. Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe it. But now that I'm friends with Signal Wire and stuff, I know that for it to be a fact.
Well, you have to lean on your friends sometimes when you're getting some bad info, which people were telling you, hey... Some of these video experiences you're describing are actually literally impossible, and you just went along with that because you didn't know any better. You didn't do your research. But
I had no idea. I was just nodding like, what the hell do I know?
Yeah.
And then SignalWire came into my life.
SignalWire reached out and said, we want to set the record straight on video experiences. And they actually hooked us up with a vid, and I checked it out for my own self. I saw this guy by name of Bob Weird, and he's on there, and he's singing a song, and it's a real toe tapper. And the whole time, he's got this crowd of people. I mean, they're straight up grooving along to the music with him, like they're really there in person. But get this.
Yeah.
They ain't. They're connected through the magic of
SignalWire. 56K baud modem. Traveling at the speed of light.
That's right, Mike. SignalWire gives developers access to broadcast quality, ultra-low latency video for everything from video collaboration tools for film and TV studios, we love that stuff, and Fortune 500 enterprises, to engaging virtual events for the American Cancer Society, even one-of-a-kind, fully interactive virtual concerts. That's the Bob Weird thing we were just talking about. It was like you remember concerts. It was like that, but it was on your, you know, whatever you want to call it. You put on your TV, put on your computer, put it on your netbook. Yeah,
sit there with your netbook.
You
watch
really
Bob
could.
Weird.
You could watch Bob Weird just shred. When you got your little headphones
in. I didn't
know
he did that one.
Well, it was a cover. See why the future of video communication is being built on SignalWire with easy-to-deploy APIs and SDKs in most popular programming languages and expert support from the real OGs. That's original geeks, okay? Sorry to confuse you. We're talking about the original geeks on this one, although sometimes I feel like that's actually me. I'm getting so old. I kind of wonder if maybe I'm...
You think you're the original geek?
I think I was probably the first geek to emerge from the, what do they call
primordial
that?
Primordial soup.
Yeah. 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 I tucked my little napkin in. The original geeks of software defined telecom technology. SignalWire is the complete unified platform for integrating video as well as voice and messaging capabilities into any application. What more do you want? You got the video, you got the audio, you got the messaging. You think of something else you can put in there?
They'd like to hear it. Email SignalWire at Gmail or whatever they have. And then you found a new use. This is no BS, gang. This is no BS. We had someone on the show write into the show and say, hey, that last thing you guys read for, I actually used it because it gave me some credits or something.
This is true.
That's a success story.
We're connecting
brands with the public, Jay.
And that's what it's all about. That's what we wanted to do. That's absolutely right, Mike. This stuff is working for the fans of YKS. I wouldn't believe it if it weren't in front of my face, but thank God it is, and I'm a man of science, so I believe it. Try it live. Hell, try it today, even, at SignalWire.com, and use code YKS. This says for $25 in developer credit. Okay, go to SignalWire.com. That's SignalWire.com, and use code YKS at SignalWire.com today and receive $25 in developer credit. Tell them YKS and Bob Weird sent you. Also sponsoring today's show, Mike, our friends at NordVPN. Now, NordVPN was born in 2012. Don't tell the Mayans. Was that the right year?
I think so. The Mayan prophecy or whatever.
Yeah, it was
the world was going to explode.
It was like a calendar, and the calendar basically said, no need to buy other calendars after this. Huge mistake on their part from a business perspective, okay? If you want your calendar business to survive, don't put a thing at the end that says, no more calendars needed after this. Come on, I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Yeah, not great businessmen, those Aztec civilization, you know?
I believe that's a different civilization altogether you've just mentioned, Mike. Four childhood friends came together to build technology that could liberate the internet. Yeah. Pyramids. Oh, hoping they did some pyramids because
I think
of course,
they did put their own little spin on it. They saw what Egypt did and they were like,
oh boy, were they before
that's
Egypt
nice.
Even? Do we
I
know?
Don't know.
Oh boy, look at this gang. After setting up the first VPN server and sharing the prototype among their friends, the creators started receiving extremely positive feedback and were encouraged to continue their work. Wow, it must be nice to have a friend tell you how great you're doing at your job and to keep it up. And then maybe you go on to create something really great like NordVPN.
Yeah, whatever. That's how NordVPN was born, gang. Now serving more than 14 million people worldwide.
That's right, Mike. Now, when it comes to my personal VPN usage, you know, I mean, I'm a big privacy guy, so I'm going to keep it under my hat exactly what I'm
doing on
the VPN. You're
supposed to keep it on your computer, JF, the VPN.
Well, not now.
What's it doing up there?
No, not now. NordVPN, they have a product for everything. whether it's a computer, whether it's a netbook, whether it's a hat, you can do whatever you want with NordVPN because they've got these super fast servers, over 5,200 in 59 countries, okay, you're going to use that to unlock Netflix and your favorite entertainment websites. I mean, is there even, should we even name any besides Netflix or is that basically, that's all, really, all, it's one-stop shop, I think, right?
They got everything, JF. They got TV, they got movies.
Yeah.
They got it all.
They got award-winning shorts. Yeah, Mike's wearing some now. 30-day money-back guarantee on this, gang, and it's going to protect your data while traveling. Or in public. We're talking airports. We're talking coffee shops. We're talking coffee shops inside airports. Oh, boy.
They got you covered wherever you're going to be.
wherever you're getting coffee on the road, okay? Best of all, in my opinion, no data logging, okay? You can ask them for your data, and they're going to tell you to go pound sand. They have no idea where it is.
Yeah, you might. I don't know what that. What is that? They probably know what it is.
They probably do know what. I don't want to make it seem like they don't know what data is. And I know as well.
Yeah, but, we all know what data is.
But basically, they'll grab your data and they'll just kind of, you ever get a paper? You get something in the mail you don't want to throw away yet, but you also don't want to keep it right now. And you just kind of, like, it's on the counter, but it's not a very visible part of the counter.
It's on the table by right beside the front door. So it's going to stay there until cleaning day. That's what they do with your data. No, they don't. I don't know.
We're almost making it sound bad. Okay, gang. They got an automatic kill switch, and they've got an extension for the Chrome browser, and it's lightweight and user-friendly from the first click. It secures your browsing in seconds. Get the stopwatch out, gang, and test them on this. And if it doesn't secure your browsing in seconds, send us an email, and we will we'll probably mark it as spam, because I don't know how to... I'm not tech support. I can't really help you.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I don't really know what you want me to do. It's actually, you're actually coming off really, really aggressive when you do stuff like that. So here's my suggestion for you, though. Okay. Head on over to nordvpn.com/YKS and use that promo code YKS to get a 2-year plan plus one additional month with a huge discount. I'm talking big ass discount here. I'm looking at it right now. It's a number so big, I don't even know if I can, jeez, Louise. Oh my God.
Damn, that's a big ass number.
That's right, Mike. Check it out today. NordVPN.com/YKS.
Six pack time.
All right, folks, it's time for the six pack. This is what we were talking about earlier when we referenced meat. I hope you're hungry. Open up your mouth, because here comes some great Kickstarter action. Okay. We got six of these bad boys. We're going to run through them real quick, and you're going to enjoy yourself probably more than you've ever enjoyed yourself before. The first one I've got, Mike, give me the mic. It's called the Pharos. Now, is this a time machine where you can travel back to ancient Egypt and say hello to our old friend Tutankhamun?
Yeah. King Tut.
Tut. What's up? As his friends knew him, of course. Yes.
Bro,
Tut.
What is up?
He's like seven or something. This is actually something altogether different from those old classic kings of yore. This is where you can safely manage any medicine. It's a safe, secure, and simple solution to manage any medication container. Oh, yeah.
This is, yeah. So you can
That's dope.
You don't want to give too many pills to your mummy. So the Pharos doles them out every day, and it keeps track of. So you don't want a hopped up mummy running around. That's
the mummy.
Nightmare situation, JF.
Yes. Oh, shit. Dude, my mummy took 2 zithromycin today instead of 1. Oh, he's all itchy and he can't scratch because his hands are all what the stuff on it. Oh, golly.
Holding his little mouth closed. Just swallow it. Swallow it.
Oh, Mike, his nose is irritated because they pulled his brain out through it. That's why. I bet he's not even sick.
That's why, Mike.
Keeping track of your medication and supplements can be a challenge, and there has not been a quick and simple system to help you remember the correct timing and dosage of them until now. Guy in black and white. Trying to juggle all his medicine. It's going everywhere. His cat is jumping up and biting the medicine out of the air. Now we switch over to the color video, and he's placing his big tub of horse paste medicine into this little box that will squeak when you pull it out. And I'll show you now what it sounds like.
Our medication is a priority we can't afford to forget or ignore. Luckily, with Onum Pharos, you'll remember to take the medication you need. Pharos comes preset right out of the box. To get started, select a device corresponding to your medicine dosing interval. At your first dose of the day, take your medicine and place the container in Pharos. Easy! Your next dose sets automatically. No more giving up control to apps that share your data, or tedious pill boxes and faulty dispensers that remove medicine from their original containers. If you're late, Pharos alerts you until you pick up the container and automatically adjusts to ensure safe dosing separation. If you don't put the container back, Pharos will let you know. If you're too early, Pharos's warning system will guard against improper use. Pharos can manage any medicine, not just pills. A single device can
even snap
for multiple medicines on the same schedule.
They got the Eucerin lotion in here.
Pharos is perfect for all stages of life. Why not enjoy peace of mind?
All right. I'm not saying this thing has to sound like a fucking Dolby Atmos, whatever, but this, it sounds and looks really, really bad. And that's, I don't even know if I'm going to get into the functionality of this, but boy, the sound of it and the look of it and the name of it is, you really, three
makes
strikes and you're out.
Pharos makes me think of a goddamn mommy, JF.
Yep.
These goddamn mommies over there.
I know. I was
Egypt.
I was honestly thinking the same exact thing. I've got mummy on the brain a little bit. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day. I mean, folks, get out there and buy your mummy something nice, okay? It's been a crazy year. Here's the main thing about Pharos, though. You keep it in its original container, those classic little orange containers, okay? You know, remember these guys? You put your pills in there?
Yep. They put the hardest fucked open top on it.
Yeah.
So you have to get your parents to help you with it.
Yeah.
You put it in a little pill bottle or keep it in the pill bottle and then set it down inside of this little Raspberry Pi looking thing.
Which is, it's got to be what it is. It just looks like another one of those cases you'd slide your computer in. Yeah. Then you wait for the alert and take your medicine. Then you put it right back in the motherfucker. You can do any medication in there. It says 4 schedules to choose from. I guess that would be sufficient. I mean, it's not like there's that many different times of day you're taking medication, right? I mean, generally morning, night.
Depends. I would assume it would depend on the, I'm on this ivermectin every hour on the hour, Jeff.
Every hour you're squirting that down your hole?
Every hour on the hour.
Okay.
Get a big mouthful of it.
Man, that's awesome. I hope they partner with some other corporations soon to get some different flavors out here, because just the standard apple or hay flavors.
It's great, but
it's good. It is good.
Can we
it's
get
good.
Another kind of apple?
Yeah, seriously. So this is what you might want to do for your medication. Now, the one thing I will say about this that I find interesting about the medication is that it does only accept one pill bottle at a time. And yet in all of these videos and GIFs, it is always placed among a treasure trove
a
of medication.
Of pills. Why wouldn't you build
a
cap, you know?
Yeah.
And then sell the caps. So you sell more units. You're going to have like somebody on like 6 medications.
Yeah.
You're only going to get one of these things. You would change the product, make a cap that has a little alarm or reminder on it or whatever.
Well, then you wouldn't get to use these repurposed Raspberry Pi boxes. So I think that's maybe they just had a bunch of these in a warehouse. I think this is going to be a tough sell, because really the people who need to make sure that they are taking the medication on a rigid schedule, I would assume, not a doctor here. Again, I take horse medicine. I would imagine that those people are taking more than one prescription.
They're not going to be, I mean, old people are, let's face it, gang, fucking stupid. A lot of these old people. And they're not going to, you know, be, that's what I do with this new technology.
Right.
These people still have fucking landline phones and cable TV. Okay.
Right.
You're trying
to
introduce a whole new tech thing into their life. It's not going to happen.
I think really they knocked it out of the park with the pill, the weekly, or even I've gone so far. I've seen the monthly pill organizer. I mean, talking about wanting to take a lot of pills. I don't know how you could do much better than the monthly pill organizer. So I definitely don't think you're going to be doing, I definitely don't think you're going to be dropping $20 on the early bird, or God forbid, $40 at full freight for the Pharos thing here. That it's like a weight sensor for your fucking pills. That is that's some goofy shit, gang. Get a medicine cabinet, okay? I mean, the person who's taking one pill at a time really is someone who has like an infection for 2 weeks, right? And they've got they're taking those, and that's it. You're not keeping this thing around to remind you to take anything of any serious importance, I don't think. So it's a pass for me on the Onum Pharos. Okay. The next time I'll see a Pharos will probably be, you know, if Brendan Fraser comes out of retirement for good and we get another Moomy movie. And he's I command thee, go back from whence ye came to the pyramid of Egypt. You know?
Yeah. And the mummy just hates
Yeah, he's hissing. He's hissing and spitting. Shit. You know, and oh, he finally, the rapping mummy has finally been defeated. Yo, yo, yo.
That's a rap.
We could write it.
Okay.
We could write it, DB.
This is what I got. It's called Clean It. Wireless camera cleaner, JF. Backup with confidence in any weather. Now you can instantly clear your blurry backup screen with the push of a button.
I'll tell you what, Mike, I haven't seen somebody back up with this much confidence since the last Cardi B video.
Yeah. She's a looker, gang. Talented artist, too.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not all about looks.
Let's play the video so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
But Rhones has its challenges. And when you really need that backup camera, it's useless. Raindrops stick to the lens, making it hard to see what's behind you. But now, with the push of a button, you can back up with confidence in any weather. Introducing the Clean It, the first ever wireless camera cleaner. Backup cameras make driving easier, they save lives, and help you avoid accidents. And while they work well in good weather, bad weather causes problems. Rain and dirt distort your view and make it impossible to see at night. And after driving in that winter slush, road salt will cover your camera. You're supposed to use a soft cloth with a cleaner so you won't scratch the delicate lens.
Yeah, if you're a schmuck, maybe that's what you would do. Listen, I had a quick thing where you said raindrops keep falling on your lens. Would it be funny if maybe I did the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Lens?
Yeah, it would be.
But that doesn't mean I want to run over my kids. Is that?
Yep. Very good.
Between that and the mummy thing, I think we've...
Let me just check. Yep. Yeah. That rocks.
Okay. I have a backup camera on my car. I don't think I will ever have a car without one at this point. Also because I think it's becoming law at some point in the near future for new cars to have this on there.
Yeah.
But I do like the technology a lot. It's implemented well in most of the cars that I've seen it in. It is also true that sometimes water gets on it or some dirt or whatever. And I'll tell you what my crazy solution to this has been. When I see that there's some dirt on the lens, I will do this right here. I will lick my thumb.
Do a little bit of action, huh?
And I will go wipe it on the camera.
It's about yay big.
Really? And you can't miss it. It's right there. Because you know where it is. Back of the car, right?
Yep. Right so, back there.
Always know where it's at and just give it a once over with the old thumb. And basically you're in business. You can back up now, you know.
But what if I don't have that kind of time, JF?
Right. Yeah. Well, you could always get yet another key fob on your key ring and look like a fucking jailer in the old West and swipe this fucking thing and have it squirt up a bunch of goo onto your camera. I don't know.
The funny shit about it is that it has like a little remote thing that you're supposed to
right
mount on the front in the front of your car.
Well, so it's got the key fob that activates it from wherever you are. But the way that it works, I will admit I was actually impressed with the implementation because I thought they were going to try to do like a windshield wiper thing, like a fucking cartoon. Like, yeah. I thought they were going to do that, but they really don't. They just have this like precision squirt of blue goo, and it's all self-contained within the license plate holder on the back of the car. So it could be worse. They could have done a worse job with it.
Yeah.
But just to clean the camera, you've got this whole thing back there. And it, I don't know. I don't know, gang.
Our story started in 2019 with the creation of our first prototype, which was intended to solve the big problem with backup cameras.
The big problem.
I would say it's not a huge problem or...
Maybe even a problem. I don't even know if I would go that far. It says Let's see. So how could it be that whenever it rained or snowed, our backup cameras were useless throughout the winter? Well, they're not. We even kept a soft cloth and cleaning solution in the garage specifically for wiping the road salt from
our
camera.
Problem solved, seems like, huh?
Sounds great to me.
Sounds like you got it taken care of.
Yeah. A little research revealed that some new cars were actually being manufactured with integrated camera wash systems that could be activated from the driver's seat. I've never heard of that. Is this in a car? Is this like in a Benz or something where it wipes the thing for you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I will look into that. I do wonder what the manufacturer version of this is. Obviously, it's going to be a little less clunky than a license plate frame. But that's really weird. I didn't know that was happening. So,
you know, those rich people got all that fucking crazy shit. Anything you could dream up. Oh, yeah. We got an umbrella holder. Thanks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That sucks. Yeah. I would much rather hold onto my own umbrella. Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, we put these bags in the steering wheel to save your head from going through the car. Okay.
No way.
What am I fucking, you know?
Bougie alert.
One of the richest guys in the world, whoever that could be.
Yeah, can't think of one. Probably a Twitch streamer, if I had to guess. Now, here's the crazy thing about this, gang. As we sit here, the project has been canceled. $1 of $15,000, one backer, and the project was canceled as of, if I'm not mistaken, today?
Wow.
What is today's date?
They saw it coming. They felt it in the air tonight.
Nobody knows what today's date is. That's fine. It was canceled. Yes.
It's the 21st. Why didn't you just ask me?
I don't know what's going on with you guys, but you, both of you, I'm going to knock your heads together like the Stooges. It was canceled yesterday. So after I looked at this, it was canceled. And the creator left a comment that says, "This project page was inadvertently launched. We will formally launch this project in December as planned. We apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you." So what, did he just like accidentally flick the button?
I think so. Wow. And once you do it, you can't get rid of it, huh?
And so we got a special preview of this motherfucker.
Wow. Coming up hot in December. We need to follow up.
Hey, we'll
sure
see
to
your
follow
ass.
Up in December.
Yeah, I'll write a note right now. Follow up in December on Rapping Mummy movie. Okay, got it. We'll check that out then. Clean it, wireless camera cleaner, canceled. Say that a couple times. Say it even one time. Say it one time slow without messing it up. Good luck. Mike, the next one I've got for you is called myage.health. Now, is this the fabulous new website taking Zoomers, millennials by storm? I don't know.
No, JF, it's the unique reverse aging system, thanks to which age will really become just a number.
That's awesome.
Would you like to stop aging or even reverse it?
No.
It's not easy, but it's possible.
No, I don't want to.
A high-tech system called MyAge.Health. It monitors your autonomous nervous system and helps you understand how your body responds
to
physical activity. Are you avoiding mirrors? It's not just your action.
Yes, I'm the rapping vampire. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. They all live together in one big hype house.
Oh, they would, too.
Rapping monsters.
The universal hype house.
No energy to live. Does it sound familiar? You can find out your actual age using a high-tech scientific method called SAHRV. It takes only 4 minutes every morning. All you need is a chest strap and a phone app.
Here's what I need to determine my age. I will just simply look at a calendar, and then that pretty much tells me from there. That'll get me pretty close to approximately how old I am. Could maybe call my mom. That would help. Or check the birth certificate as well. That'll give me a definitive answer, I think.
Mom, how old am I?
Yeah. She's like, who cares? Just look at the app, you idiot. It's not my job. I don't keep up with this anymore. Now that they develop.
I'm on myage.health. No.
And the, just wanted to say really quick, the rapping creature from the Black Lagoon would be, he probably would be the DJ. And he would get like his goop all over the records, and they'd be like, "No, man, you messed up you messed up my 45s."
And they are all famous rappers, and the record store that they all met at is going to be demolished by a land developer, and he wants to build a mall there.
Yep.
And so they have to put on a concert
to raise
money to not get it demolished.
That's going to be the flyest concert of all time.
He'll be there too.
Yeah.
Does Universal own him? I don't know. The Fly?
Public domain, I think. And that land developer's name, that's right. None other than Van Helsing Enterprises, LLC. This is pretty good, actually. That ain't bad. You know, with the crap coming out nowadays, that actually ain't that bad.
Why not?
I don't know.
You guys are giving everybody a show. Give us a freaking Rapping Mummy show.
Yes. What else would he do? He'd probably be like... Hip hoppy, hip to the hop. You know, any of that stuff would work, I think, for him. Any of that crap. You guys lead it up.
Give us the show. We will hit the ground running. We'll go on Wikipedia and look up rap.
Obviously, we'll have something better than hippity hoppity. That was a first thing.
Yeah.
You know,
that was the first draft. We'll do a second draft.
Yeah. And
if you want, we'll do a third draft.
If you really want,
keep asking for edits and stuff.
Because it's like, eventually, I think we've pretty much done as good as we're ever going to be able to. Obviously we can't do this. Obviously we're not able to pull this. We can't do it. Okay, stop asking us to do it. We don't want to do it. We hate it.
Yeah.
We watched Roger Rabbit last night. The family. We had our family movie night watching Roger Rabbit, and it was a big major hit. Everybody loved it. I loved it growing up, but I didn't realize it's so funny. I forgot how funny it actually is. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think I've seen it in many a year.
Man.
For about 20, 30 year.
Watch this thing. I don't care what you have to do to get...
Don't walk.
It's so funny, man. Roger Rabbit is crazy, dude. He's wild. But I was thinking about, obviously our movie idea is good, right? But sometimes people come up with bad movie ideas.
Yeah.
And did you know that they were planning on doing a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No. Did you read about the books and stuff that inspired, like, what they based
it
on?
No, I tried
shit,
to figure out where it came from, and I didn't get into it. Do you know where it came from?
I guess it's a little more... if I remember correctly, the story that it was based on or whatever is a little bit more adult than what the children's movie is or something like that.
Well, I forget. I was surprised to see like the actual Disney characters in the movie. And I guess I didn't even realize that Disney produced the movie. Like it's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But it's the only official time that Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse have been on screen together at the same time.
Wow.
So really a meeting of the minds there, which is really cool. But they also have a great scene with Donald and Daffy's duck playing like a dueling piano scene together.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the character model of Daffy where he's fucking insane, where he has like the mass, like the huge grimacing smile and like the long hair on his head. He looks like Chris Angel. He looks nuts. And I love it. He looks so psycho.
He was so crazy.
He's one of the guys that's like, man, I'm glad I met you, but I just can't hang, you know. And that's the way Daffy and I kind of fell out of. But the sequel, Spielberg discussed a sequel in 1989 with J.J. Abrams as a writer. Remember this guy? Okay, we know J.J. Abrams. Yeah, the lens flare on Jessica Rabbit's hoo-ha was going to probably put you in traction. They probably had me in the hospital bed like...
Nat Maldon was hired to write a prequel called Roger Rabbit, the Toon Platoon, set in 1941 and 1943.
Yeah, and so you can kind of see where this is going. What? It's not good. So Roger travels west to seek his mother, in the process meeting Jessica Krupnik, his future wife. While Roger and Richie Davenport are enlisting in the army, Jessica is kidnapped and forced to make pro-Nazi German broadcasts. Roger and Richie must save her by going into Nazi-occupied Europe, accompanied by several other toons in their army platoon. I mean, imagine all the guys in there. Elmer Fudd obviously is dropping in on D-Day in the U-boats, right?
Blowing some Nazis' head off.
Actually, would be kind of cool to see. After their triumph, Roger and Richie are given a Hollywood Boulevard parade, and Roger is finally reunited with his mother and father, Bugs Bunny. The way this is written, I know that it doesn't mean that Bugs Bunny is both Roger's mother and father, but given how good he looks in drag, I could kind of see maybe Bugs Bunny is
fucked
kinda
himself and got himself pregnant.
I mean,
it could happen. It's a cartoon world. I mean, they pull stuff out of the behind their back all the time.
They pull stuff behind their back all the time. Why not fuck themselves and get themselves pregnant and have Roger Rabbit, you know? But I would really like to see that film. They were still talking about doing it like as recently as 2010. Not that long ago to have still been tinkering with this idea. But of course, Bob Hoskins passed away, so he wouldn't be involved if they ever got this one out again. And the way J.J. Abrams messed up my Star Wars, I don't know if they'll give him the keys to another franchise like Roger Rabbit ever again. You know,
I wouldn't even give him keys to a car. Trust this guy. Trust this guy with anything. You know?
Yeah, this guy probably couldn't even, he probably could, well, he probably, the keys. I wouldn't even give J.J. Abrams a key lime pie at this rate. Afraid he'd fuck that up too. Duh. Should there be lens flare on the meringue? Shut the fuck up, J.J. Abrams.
I didn't think he would pull it off, but you nailed it.
Anyway, back to myage.health. Look, your age is your choice. The older we get, the more prone we are, I'll say, to having health issues. We are often told to move more, eat well, stress less, and sleep more. Nevertheless, we lack the motivation to do all these things, and that's why there is no visible change. So what do? Well, you download the app. You put on and pair the chest strap with the app. So you have to put this chest strap on, and then you take your measurements, okay? Each measurement takes only 4 minutes a day. Gang, I don't know what you want, but if you don't have the time to set aside 4 minutes a day to figure out how old you are, you just ain't living life right, you know? So you lay down, you measure 20 heartbeats, you stand up for 50 heartbeats, and then you lie down again for just another 100 heartbeats. It only takes 5 measurements to discover your functional age and access your personalized activity plan. So I guess after this, it'll tell you basically how much you need to do of exercising, and then you'll get down to being, you know, the perfect age. I don't know. What do you think? What's the perfect age, Mike, in your opinion? And say something over 18, just for argument's sake.
The fuck was that about?
I just want to make sure.
Man, what age was the best for me? When was I?
Yeah, when were you at peak performance?
I think those days are yet to come, Jeff. My best days are ahead of me.
Right. Okay. Mike, you know, a wise man once said, "What's my age again?" And I don't know if we've ever truly found out the answer, but I'd love to strap a piece of plastic onto my nipples and lay down and see if maybe I can figure it out. I think, you know, right now I'm 30, trails off. But if I could know then what I knew now, you know, imagine getting back to like 23, 24.
If I could impart any wisdom upon my younger self.
The first thing I would say is, seriously, write your ideas for the Rapping Monsters movie now and give yourself a full decade to kind of shape the idea, you know, so just so I'm not coming out of the gate right now doing the hippity hoppity stuff and I can already like knock that out and have, you know, the character arc for, you know, the Rapping Frankenstein. And obviously Rapping Frankenstein would be put together with the pieces from all of the
all
greatest
rappers.
Yeah.
Made, yeah.
Oh, he's got, you know, Biggie's
hat.
You know, I mean, hat. Right. So from there, you know, he's probably got like some guy's sunglasses probably too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we'd get into like, you know, legs, because it's not really a big legs and not like who
rappers
which rapper had the best
legs.
Legs. Yeah,
I
mean,
not
I don't
all
know.
Rappers.
You know,
I got the best legs.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll put your legs to shame. My legs have a great
We've been such good. Oh my god!
Yeah. And that's just whatever. And whoever that is, I don't know, Nas probably. MyAge.health, though, the great thing about this is you don't just need to know your age one time. You need to know it every day for the rest of your life. So they're going to hook you up with a subscription. 50% off retail price is going to be $31. So a full price is $60 for six. Is that right? $60 for 6 months will be full price. $10 a month to find out your age. Not bad, actually. If you just want to figure out how old you are every day, and sometimes you forget, you know, and maybe that would be a sign that you're actually too old to be worrying about any of this, would be my suggestion. Reminds me a little bit of Brain. What was it called? Brain Age, the DS game where you would do puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd say, damn, bro, you're solving puzzles like you're a 45-year-old right now. Rock on, man. And keep solving those puzzles, by the way, pimp. And I guess that was
say that?
My version did. I don't know. Downloaded a custom ROM to my DS.
You had to exhibit Brain Age.
So, I don't know. This is a weird one. I don't really know what the point of this is. It's from the Czech Republic, which maybe is why it just doesn't hit for me. Maybe reversing age is like something they think about a lot in the Czech Republic. For me, I'm happy to be where I'm at, you know? I'm just living in the now, and I'm vibing. So, I think I'm going to be a pretty cool 40-year-old when I get there, okay? I think I'm going to be pretty damn cool, you know? My kids are going to say, I got the coolest dad in town.
My dad's so cool, man. He's so cool.
I bet my dad's cooler than your dad. And the other kids are going, yeah, I've seen your dad. He is, you know, he really is all he's cracked up to be, you know, this guy.
My dad's on his computer. He loves being on his computer.
Every Saturday, my dad goes down to the basement and he's just cooking up something. He won't tell me what it is he's doing down there. He says, I'm not allowed to listen to it. He's ashamed of his work. But I tell you what, that guy, he doesn't have any problem picking out a black t-shirt. He can do that easy. It doesn't take him weeks to pick out a black t-shirt, to ask all his friends where he should get a shirt. He's one cool guy, you know?
And that was my dad.
And that was my dad.
Eulogizing you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. And now the rapping monsters. And they come out of the back.
Rapping monsters. Such a good name.
$6,500 of $19,000.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Dan's face did not move. There was no reaction on his face. Absolutely nothing.
Not hitting.
No, that's fine. MyAge.health. There you go, gang. That's it for that. Mike, what do you got next for us?
Oh my God, JF. Hold on. I just have to adjust my VELF.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Take your time. Well, I mean, I know when you're adjusting your VELF, it's like almost no time at all. So we should probably be ready to go in 3, 2, I don't
already
know, one.
Done. Whoa! Already done. JF, the VELF is the vertical Velcro shelf.
Sure.
It's a little thing you can stick on your wall and you can hang stuff. Let's mash that video button real quick here.
Welcome to Do-It-Yourself VELF. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and on this episode, I'm going to introduce you to the VELF.
Is this the first episode or the second?
Inaugural.
Whoa!
This demonstration, obviously, you're going to need a VELF every room, which is a vertical Velcro shelf that helps you organize items in your home, office, or classroom. Now, also for this demonstration, we're going to need a hammer, tape measure, and a screwdriver, and a stud finder. All right. Now, each VELF, when you get it, is going to come back with industrial strength Velcro. And I've taken the liberty to have peeled off these plastic.
Better not take my liberty.
And I'm just going to take this one off here. And then you just have your location picked out and press firmly on the wall. You want to try it to be straight. And just press firmly, make a nice connection to the wall. And guess what? Your VELF is now completely installed and ready to use.
So what did I need the
tools for? Store things on a VELF.
What?
Oh. Put anything you want to on here.
Damn, this guy's got the Cartman tape measure.
For school supplies.
Remote controls.
No, kitty, that's my tape measure.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, get back here with my cheesy poofs and my tape measure. It said Cartman on the fucking thing.
Did it?
I think it did.
Put a dog walking station at your front door. One of the things that we really like to use the Velve for is a key fob holder. Before, we were constantly losing.
There's no way that'll work.
They're getting lost in the clutter. You know, you put them on the counter. Now they're elevated. They're highly visible.
They're elevated.
Exactly where they are.
That's awesome.
If you wanted to, you could use the
I just throw them on the ground usually, but this is way better.
Yeah.
Watch videos.
I would put my phone up there.
You can watch videos.
Take a selfie. If you don't have anyone to hold the phone, you can put it on.
I would take a selfie on my Velve. Sure. Yeah, I call it a Velfie.
To keep organized in the message center, and we keep it in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And that way we can keep a running grocery list or make notes for ourselves.
Milk, eggs, bread.
It really helps us to be a lot more organized.
Can't remember that one?
Can't remember it.
Really hope that you see.
Why don't you just get that one every time?
We hope you please support our Velve Every Room.
Okay, I wanted to go back and look at this. Did you see when he put the phone up there and then photoshopped the Netflix?
Oh, that's good.
Onto love, it, love that. And how it was like weirdly off center, and I think crooked actually as well. I was upstairs before I came down here and started working. My kids put on Beethoven 2, which is it called Beethoven 2nd, like the symphony guy?
I think so.
Why am I asking you two fucking dullards? You got no idea what Beethoven is called.
I said yes. I think so. I said yes.
Dan didn't say anything, but he was signing to me. I don't appreciate the classics. I don't know anything about classical music.
It's accurate.
It's about a dog.
Yeah, well, kind of. It's about family. But there's a funny scene in this where, and so they have puppies in this one, okay? And they are so stinking
aww
cute. I want to take one home. I guess they're all dead now.
Yeah.
But they are so adorable in this movie. They get one of the little puppies to go on the skateboard and go down the hill. And the puppy's actually doing it. And he looks actually pretty cool. So the puppy gets on the skateboard and goes down the hill. And the trash guy is there picking up trash, and he throws the trash can onto the ground, and it flips the dog's skateboard over, and the dog goes flying through the air and lands in the trash, and he's you know, silly puppy stuff.
Yeah.
But there's like 1 second of a scene before the trash can gets flipped onto the ground where obviously they replaced the cute little puppy dog with a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
So there's a stuffed animal on a skateboard, and he's just like, everybody filming the dog skateboarding, but he's a fake dog, was so funny to me that I laughed really loud in the kitchen and like spit out the chips I was eating, and everyone just looked at me like, what are you like fucking laughing at?
A rag doll little doll yeah, dog body. That's cool.
Being like the camera
scene,
guy,
like the
you
scene
know
in fucking what is it, Casino, where De Niro blows yes up in the car.
That's exactly what it looked like. Yeah. Really good. Anyway, let's talk about the Velve. I don't know if Velve means vertical or Velcro, because yeah, I will say that.
Well, Velcro is a brand, so, right? He can't say right that. So he's saying vertical shelf.
And it's
a way
not
of
vertical
getting around it. I mean, I guess it is.
Did the definition of vertical change overnight? I'm sorry. Did I sleep for longer than I thought? Because I'm pretty sure this is a horizontal shelf, right?
This is a vertical shelf. It goes on your wall. What are you talking about?
That's a shelf.
Yeah, but a shelf is horizontal because it's vertical on the wall, but it has a horizontal part, and that's what the shelf part is. You don't call the back part of the shelf. You call it... You ever heard of a floating shelf? That's horizontal yeah shelf. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the most heated debate we've ever been on this show.
I actually agree with you. What I would say to push back here is that this is not a shelf in any way.
It is not at all.
The shelf part is the sticky out part.
But what you're supposed to do, it's a wall plate. It's a blank wall plate
yes,
that is covered in not Velcro.
Not ink. Velcro.
And what you're supposed to do is then put a small piece of Velcro on every single item you own, so you can hang it onto the...
Including the things that go into your pocket, which yeah is the last place you want half of Velcro.
Yeah.
Because
it's all covered in lint and looks like shit.
This is the cool. DIY. This is a DIY project. As you point out, this is a double gang blank switch. On the front of the switch, he has cut out some generic Velcro fabric with a sticky backing and has taped it onto the front. On the back, he slipped around and put, you know, a generic version of like the 3M command strip type
dot thing.
Yeah. And unfortunately, one of the problems with this is that if you know anything about light switches, you know that there is a slight curve to them so that they mount flush against the wall. But the glue shit on the back isn't thick enough to compensate for the lip on the switch plate cover. So he's pushing it against the wall, and the only reason it's sticking is because the thin plastic is deforming enough to where the middle of the switch plate is making contact with the wall. But as soon as you put like a phone on there for some insane reason, I think this thing's going to fall right off the fucking wall.
Yeah, it will.
And on top of that, he's used the soft side of the Velcro cover to go on the Velf, meaning the other, I don't know enough about Velcro technology. What's like the loop part of it where it's like, it sticks out a lot further the loop part, or the, maybe it is the hook. This is the hook. Is that the hook part? The hard, the stuff you wouldn't want rubbed on your face, that side of it, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that he has cut into really tiny strips and put on a fucking Sharpie, for instance, or your keys. Your key fob now has a big piece of Velcro on it, and you can't take them out of your pocket because it'll scratch up your fucking jeans.
Yeah, I mean, that's silly. Don't scratch my jeans, bro.
You don't want to know how much I paid for these fucking jeans. Okay, these are Tommy Hilfigers. Okay, I really.
These are South Pole jeans, dude. I got them at the mall. I had to go all the way to the mall again.
I had to go all the way to the fucking mall again. This looks like this is truly dog shit. But you could actually make this yourself if you wanted to, right? Because let's see. He wants $12 for a single Velf. What do you think if you bought in bulk, all in on this? What do you think a single Velf would actually cost?
$3 max.
That seems like the absolute max. That's like if you get a Lutron blank. Like if you don't even just get like the Lowe's version. If you get the expensive blank, you might be in for $3. Yeah. Or you get a 4-pack for $34, which, you know, with the scale of the discount there, maybe that makes sense. Boy, this is a really silly. This is a silly idea. He says that he's made other stuff. Inventor of fun, simple ideas. I have not seen what his other project is on here. Oh, it's a novel. Okay. Funding unsuccessful.
He says in here, sorry, he says in the frequently asked questions, you don't have to put Velcro on everything. He addresses that. Actually, you can use bins, hooks, and other accessories to organize items on your Velf, so you don't have to put any Velcro on the items themselves, just on the bins, hooks, and other adapter products.
Wait, what does that mean?
So if you have like a, you know, one of those command strip hooks, you can slap some Velcro on the back of it and then attach it to your Velf and then hang something off of the hook.
I don't know. Wait a minute. We know this guy.
Who is it? Do we know this guy?
This is the guy who did the Twitter battle books. Tweets from Tatooine, hashtags from Hoth, and retweet of the Jedi, an unofficial parody of the Star Wars trilogy told in snarky tweets. We know this guy.
What?
We've done this before.
When did we cover this guy?
I don't know, but we've talked about the, look at the cover of these books. These are so familiar. Like, here you go. Tweets from Tatooine, at Lars Moisture Farm. Totally true. My Aunt Beru just said she has no idea where she's going to put 1,000 retweets. Stay on MySpace, Beru. Just stay. Hashtag old people, new technology. We've done this.
Have we done this? I don't remember this at all.
We've done this guy before, and he just had a new idea.
Oh, that rocks.
Oh my God.
Check this out. Lars Moisture Farm. If you own a spaceship and you own a Wookiee, own a vacuum cleaner too. Just saying.
Okay, here's one that's worse that I cannot believe someone wrote. Thanks, Twitter. I get it. You don't actually, quote, own a Wookiee. Hey, next Throwback Thursday, I'll post some pics of me and my late Aunt Beru at the Wookiee Freedom March, and you can see just what a Wookiee racist I am. What the fuck? Why would you write that? Ah! You are one nasty motherfucker. What?
Oh boy.
I can't believe it. We almost didn't see this.
It look at it. Most of you, well, he closed it. I was reading. I was still enjoying
it. You were reading
it.
Off my stream? I thought you at least opened up your own stream. Why would now I we're crossing the streams.
Whatever.
Whatever. What were you going to read? What were you going to read? Go ahead. I got it open
most
up for
of,
you,
most
Mikey.
Of you know I don't get political, but enough is enough. If you support the Empire, please unfollow me. If you support droid discrimination, unfollow me.
Hashtag boycott Mos Eisley Cantina. Okay.
Somebody thought that was so funny. When they
Somebody thought it was funny. Yeah, and it's me. he's got so many other ideas. If you so the website seetheproduct.com unfortunately gives us a Wix error, so that one's not working. But RussellCorey.com is the website where he throws all his ideas. I don't know what the flipbook game is, but it's like, let's go Tar Heels, let's go Blue Devils, famous rivals, college basketball specifically. And it's a game that he's got on his website where it says, click here to send your daily dozen points to the Tar Heels, or click here to send your daily dozen points to the Blue Devils. Each day, you can give your teams 12 points in the daily dozen pod. Only one click per team per day, but you can click on as many teams as you want. And what is this just where you like, is this just the equivalent of putting like your change in which jar you like more?
Yeah, I think so. Flip well, book game scorecard.
Should I click on the Blue Devils since they're behind? 1401 to 412. Yeah. The Tar Heels are running away with this thing.
Might as well give the Blue Devils a little something.
I'm clicking on it right now and nothing's happening,
Nothing's happening. Yeah.
I see down here in the Chrome dialog, it's saying mail to info@flipbookgame.com. Subject equal hi. Please send my 12 daily dozen points to the Duke Blue Devils. So it's generating an email form.
And he has to go in and change it?
I think that's he has so to manually funny. Change the...
That rocks, dude.
What are his other ideas here? Okay, he's got another novel called Are You Going In? Zone is the name of the novel. Okay. Surprise Smile. Let's click on this. This is another Kickstarter, but this wasn't under his name. Who did this?
Surprise Smile did this. He just made.
This is our friends at Surprise Smile. Okay. So what is Surprise Smile? It's a game about happiness and spreading smiles. One surprise smile card at a time. You leave it behind for someone to discover and then wait for that smile. The best part is that when they find their card and smile, you both win.
No way, dude.
It's just like a little note card with a smile on it.
And you're fucking hanging out like a gremlin watching your like server or something. Fucking, is he going to smile?
What the hell is going on?
Look at the card. Look at the card. Look at the card. Ah, swept it off the fucking table.
Okay. You can't make this up, dude. There's no way you can fucking make this up. Look at the title of this book that he wrote. Given what we just talked about on Friday.
I want my MTV back. A novel from the author of Universe Apart. From the author. Universe Apart says from the author of I Want My TV Back.
Yeah.
Just
now, the other... I can't believe this. This guy's a treasure trove. The other novel or the other project that he's created on Kickstarter under his actual name is called American Interstate. The synopsis for this one, on 9/11, two strangers shared a rental car to get home across the U.S. In 2020, they reunite to relive the journey 19 years later.
A novel about two strangers who get stranded in Dayton, Ohio on 9/11 when all the air traffic above the United States gets grounded. The two strangers who both need to get back to the western part of the United States decide to share a rental car.
No, dude. Don't. Come on, man. I need to see what I need to see the synopsis for I Want My MTV Back and then we can move on. This guy is like a prolific.
Scroll down. Where is it at? Is it on here?
I mean, wow, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff on here.
Kamala Harris and 100 tweets.
What could that possibly mean?
Alien adoption, a novel. I have to read this. And you thought your parents were weird. So I just found out my adoptive dad is an alien that helped lead an invasion of Earth. 18 years ago that killed 7 billion people.
What?
Okay.
This guy's on some totally other shit. I'm trying to find... Okay, I want my MTV back.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I want my MTV back, Mike. This is a Kindle edition. You can get this on the Kindle. And this one... Where's the fucking synopsis?
It's right there. Do you remember when MTV used to actually play music videos? I Want My MTV Back is a totally 80s novel about high school during the Reagan years.
Come on.
That's cool.
That is something else, man. This guy's wild. Anyway, that's the Velf. Every room, one of $200, one backer, 29 days to go. Holy shit. All right, Mike, I'm going to keep it light on this last one. I'm going to keep it 100 as well. This one is called COVID-19 Pass on a Pokemon/Magic Card. Present your health pass in style on a Pokemon or a Magic Card. Okay. Store the card easily in your wallet. Perfect. I love having a wallet that can accept a Pokemon card sized card. And then, of course, keeping it in there and making sure it doesn't get all fucked up. A sticker to be printed or sent to you is going to be pasted directly on the front face of your card. Or you can order a card with the sticker already glued. Then you just place your QR code in the indicated location. So I guess if people are having QR codes for their vaccination status, if you live in a state that's doing that, we're not. So I don't know. I assume that's possible for people to have done, but no one cares here if you're vaccinated. So if this will never happen. You have to just look at your Pokemon card and play with it and have fun with it. I mean, that's how backward we are.
We're still stuck in the Stone Age over here, gang.
Duh, we're in the South. We think you should play with Pokemon cards, what they're meant to do, duh. You know?
Oh. Absolute morons.
I love my rare Zapdos foil card. I'll really keep this and not put a QR code on it and ruin the value. Yeah, that's how stupid we are down here. Real morons.
No Mylar covers on our comic books or anything like that. We haven't.
Yeah. Really move down here. Yeah, really support that government that's letting us not protect our... you can do this on Magic or Pokemon. I'm a Pokemon guy all the way. I would love this right here. The COVID pass. Ability on here is immunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Protects from the severe effects of COVID-19, decreases transmission. Because that's funny. It's like a little ability for one of these Pokemon guys.
Yeah.
Running around.
You know, if I had the Pokemon card and I had my COVID pass on there, I'd probably make it a poison card. And then it says, you know, untested vaccine, no idea what it's going to do to you. Probably changes your DNA, makes you look like an animorph. You'll end up looking like Poliwhirl. That's how crazy you are with this, putting this crap in your body, you know. I guess it had to be a pretty big card.
Watch another one of those videos of those white ladies exaggerating their vaccine symptoms.
That's great content right there.
That's so good, man. That one lady who was like a star cheerleader until she got the... This was like a long time ago. I think this was a swine flu thing or something.
Okay.
This lady. But she
had
a
different vaccine, yeah.
I got the vaccine and I'm moving around all crazy like.
Yeah.
And then she was like, but the curious thing is I could walk normally if I walk backwards. Isn't that so... Like, why? If you're going to make up a thing, why make up that part of it? The thing that's least believable about it, when she walks normally backwards. This is really strange.
Just say that you have to really concentrate. That way, if you forget you're lying, you're in the clear. Because you're like, I was just really concentrating on that. Yeah. So,
like the fucking Uri Geller, it only happens, I'm drained now. I can't do it anymore.
Perfect scam. Lasted a really long time. So that's how you're going to want to do this, gang. This guy has a bunch of other projects on here. It seems like it's French, so I actually don't know what a lot of them are, or care. But the one that I can read is called Send Your Name Into Space. This was successful last year. He raised 74 euros, so not a tremendous amount of cashola, but he says, our team has years of practical experience successfully encoding laser beams with sharks, putting sharks under the beams. I'm just kidding. But he's going to send a laser message to outer space. In Star Trek, Scotty beamed people across space using the transporter. A beam of energy containing the information of a human body was used to transport and reassemble the entire person. That is still impossible today, if you say so. However, it is possible to beam your thoughts into space by encoding words or images onto a laser. So he says that he He would beam people into space. What if an alien gets my message? If by chance there is some form of alien life detecting your message, do not panic. Okay.
Oh, it says that. I thought you were making that up.
It really says that. Yeah. You can put your name, you can send your name to a planet or a nebula or a galaxy or to deep space. And that only costs you somehow 1 to 2 euros at a time. Why would that be the case? You can't even turn on a laser thermometer for that, for the cost of that cost.
For the cost of that cost.
So I don't know. People are saying,
oh, we intercepted this message from Earth about the craziest.
There's a crazy hip hop party on Earth tonight. It's going to be the biggest monsters in the world are going to be there, Captain.
Oh, sorry. I have it on the wrong one.
Take us down.
Take us now. I want to see the rapping vampire. I've heard so much.
I need to see those groovy ghoulies. ASAP.
They would love it.
And when the aliens got here, everyone would think they're a part of the act, and they would hand them the microphone. Come on, we got to hear your rap now.
And it would be out of this world. No pun intended. They have stuff to rap about that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, my name is Gleep Glorp, and I'm here to say, and everyone just going,
losing it.
I'm smashing my head on a fucking wall. I can't fucking believe what I'm witnessing. Anyways, that's that weird guy. Pokemon cards. Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense. $47 of 116.
That'll be the day.
Days to go. Mike, what is the last one? If I'm not mistaken, is this the only one that has a decent chance of actually being funded? I think it is. What do you got?
That's right. I think it was just funded, JF. This is swipe, slide, hold, sound control at your fingertips. Hassle-free, safe, and easy sound control by Tangible Touch Technology. It's Pebbleware, wireless music remote that works through your pocket. So you slide this thing inside of your jeans or your shorts, and you can swipe on it and touch on it and skip tracks and whatnot.
This is something I think if I was just hearing the description for it, I don't think I would understand what it actually does, because not that you didn't do a great job explaining it, Mike. I give you a 10 out of 10, my man.
Thank you.
But the use for this is so unthinkable to me that it wouldn't occur to me that this would be a project that people would have any interest in, because there's no shortage of ways to control the music that you're listening to, right? You can just... There's so many different ways to do it. Like
the
shows
AirPods,
here,
you can squeeze them and stuff like that. And
you squeeze your head, or if you've got the wireless, or if you've got the ones on the, if you've got the inline remote on your wired stuff, you can do even more, right? You do whatever you want, basically.
Yeah, but they're saying like, oh, it sucks so bad because we got the Apple Watch and we're just running and we can't focus on skipping the song or whatever.
And can't you also like... You can also, if you have some headphones, you can also talk to it, right? You can do like an assistant, like skip this track or whatever.
That's fine. I've never done that. I use these darn AirPods all the time. I've just never.
You've never done Siri on the.
Never done the Siri.
Yeah. I don't think I have either. I do use the Google
so
stuff around the house.
I just get so nervous talking to people. I just get so.
Well, especially girls, you know. I just need like a guy. Have you changed your voices on any of your home assistants?
I have not, no.
I have, my Google is an Australian gal.
It would be.
Sorry.
You are insane. This is a little tiny little device that goes in your pants pocket and you can skip stuff or whatever. Just totally unnecessary.
I open up, I say, oi, Google, turn on the light in the dunny. You know, something like that. I think that's toilet. Sorry if it's not true. Sorry if I carked it, everybody. Everyone's mad at me. I'm sorry.
Jesse carked it.
No. It looks like a little, it's about the same shape.
It's about the
as
size
like,
and shape of your nuts. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it looks a little softer than my nuts. it does look like it's got a nice, it's got that nice pleasing like fabric that they're putting on tech now. It's got that tech fabric, you know.
We're putting some carpet on all of your tech devices now.
Yeah.
That's Silicon Valley. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Hey, you know what, Silicon Valley? Thanks a lot for your input, you know? And it slides right in there. And so, for instance, the gesture you might do to skip the track is you take your pointer finger and you just slide to the left. Or if I were going to skip a track, I would slide to my right, wouldn't you? If you're looking down at your leg, you would swipe to the right.
I think you would swipe to the left.
You would go left to skip track?
You would go left. Because think about it in a carousel, JF. You're swiping on it. Where are you swiping? You're swiping left.
On a carousel, I'm swiping?
Think about it.
Okay. Oh, I see. You're like dragging to the next track over, you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing like swipe, like get it out of here. Like, I'm done with this track. Yeah. I'm flinging this track.
In the trash can.
I'm putting in the trash can, but I actually don't know. I can't tell because also it'll be mirrored because I'm looking at it on my monitor. So I actually don't know what they want me to do either. Right?
And what if it's like backwards in your pocket or something?
If it's backwards in your pocket, you won't even be able to communicate with it because then it'll be facing your leg, right? And then your leg will be swiping the track. So the main use case here seems to be if you are riding a bicycle, which here's what I would say if you're riding a bicycle and you absolutely cannot listen to the track you are currently listening to. Why don't you just pull over? And if you really can't, if you have something on your playlist that you cannot fucking stand to listen to right now, and it's disrupting your bike ride that much. I mean, also your leg is going to be moving the whole time, right?
You got to make a playlist, gang, and you got to make sure that you want to listen to those songs because you can't be distracted driving or distracted.
Right. Biking. Sure. But as I've said before, I'm not a bike rider, but you do move your legs when you ride the bike, right?
There's occasion when you do use your legs on the bike, yes.
Okay. And so those legs are moving. So your leg is basically always in a different place.
Yeah.
And so your job is to get your finger on your leg. So taking your hand off of the bike.
Oop.
Isn't that dangerous to do? Oop. I don't know.
Oop.
I mean, I know the paper boy manages when he throws my paper. He's got one hand off of it just for the length of time it takes him to throw the paper onto my stoop, you know, and God bless him. But this seems a little bit, maybe this makes music control. Here we go. Prototype on bike. Here we go.
So now.
Maybe run that through a processor before you put it on the fuck. I'm hearing nothing but grass. Your stupid dog is stepping all on the grass. It's all I can hear. That's a cute dog. Okay.
Phone is in my backpack. So for easy listening.
Great tune as well.
For changing music.
Well, he stopped on the bike right now.
Yeah, is he gonna go or what? So there he goes. Take two with glove prototype.
To start music. If you don't like, just skip to get your favorite.
Oh my god. So what he's doing is he's taking his hand off of the bike, swerving all over the fucking road and slowing down to a crawl so that
he also has his dog on his leash while he's just leave the dog at home for this or something.
Yeah.
Or have somebody else film it or something, you know?
Have somebody else take care of your dog for the day and then just get as much video of you changing tracks on your stupid ass fucking thing. Does have Bluetooth 4.0. That's awesome. Coin cell battery. So make sure you're buying a lot of these little fucking batteries that have to go right in the trash and leak a bunch of lithium into the water table. And it's 3D printed. Yay. What does it have over the Apple Watch? It has a little comparison chart here. Let's look at the differences. Okay. Controls. The Pebbleware has 5. The Apple Watch has multi. Don't really know how to compare. I don't really know what to do with that. Direct input. It says you cannot directly input onto the watch. Not sure what that is. Look free. You cannot. So you have to be looking at your Apple Watch to use it. Whereas the Pebbleware, you only have to stop doing everything that you're doing and concentrate fully on operating the device. But you don't have to look at it. So that's pretty good. Pebbleware, or what else is it called? It's also called the tangible touch is just the tech. Sorry, gang.
That's
I messed up. That's just the underlying technology. This How much is this going to run?
This guy says, I think it's fucking eight. What is that? 8,000 yen? Whoever knows what the hell that is.
I think the trick is to divide by 100, right? So is that like $89, $90?
Yeah, I think so. If I'm doing my math correctly in my head.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually a lot of money, I feel like, for this. Doesn't almost $100, isn't that too much for the little thing that only does the one? I don't know.
I love the idea, and I always thought that AirPods cases should be able to do more, is one of the feedback he had on it. So somebody else was like, yeah, I also thought that the AirPod case should be able to skip songs. Weird.
Okay. Why don't you invent something that skips songs but doesn't do the thing that the AirPod case does?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
That's a good idea. Well, that one did make its money though. $5,200 approximately of $4,500, 60 backers, 0 days to go. I did see this on Indiegogo and then I backtracked it to Kickstarter. The Indiegogo page is now up. You can order your shit on Indiegogo. Which I guess this is the way that these things go now. Like if you finish up on Kickstarter and then you migrate over to Indiegogo and continue to take orders.
Didn't used to be that way, gang.
Yep. They used to be competitors in the fierce battle for crowdfunding dollars. And now they're all, you know, it's like finding out at the end of the NBA game, all the players come up and hug each other and stuff. And I'm thinking, no, you should be hitting each other.
You're just fucking glued because you think he's going to deck.
Yeah.
The opposing player. There's no way he's not going to deck that opposing player.
You better keep those guys apart. I just saw that guy hit a three in his face. You got to keep those guys apart. I'm screaming from the stands. Brand new bucket of popcorn, even though the game is over. I just got this popcorn and sat in my
sleep. Just came back and sat down.
What happened? I was getting popcorn. No, they're friends now. What happened? Oh, boy. Anyways, gang, that's the six pack, and that's almost the end of the show. But we do have time for one more segment. That's called... That's where you come in.
You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS spot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, folks, that's where you come in. This is where we open up the old mailbag and read some emails from you. Come on, send in the emails, gang. Send in those voicemails. Send in anything.
Who cares?
Honestly, just send it. Please, bro, send it in. Come on, man. Come on, man. Britta writes, hey, guys, just wanted to let you know that my friend and I both listen to your show. Mike, that's two listeners. Put it on the board.
That's what's up. Put it on the board.
Ooh, boy. Small board. need to get a bigger board. Guys, send in a bigger board. They love the show, but they struggle to quote it to one another. So the only catchphrase we've managed to pull out is, quote, the things in your house are low quality. Hope this helps, Britta. So I guess, did we ask for catchphrases or are they just trying to help out of the goodness of their hearts? I don't remember, but the things in your house are low quality. That's super quotable. Okay. I love that quote. One of us probably said it to the other. The other guy probably said it as well. You know, like maybe I would have said it to you. You could have maybe said it to me. And then it just, I mean, then we're off to the races with, you know, with another riff. But I'm wondering, can you think of any quotes that we have that are like, this is stuff that should be on. This is, put this on a bumper sticker and let people know what's up.
Oh, boy. So many great quotes from the show. We've been doing this show since, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
So many great catchphrases I can think of. Here's Johnny is one of them.
Okay.
Eat my shorts.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one.
I think one to, oh man, it's so funny when you said live long and prosper when you said that.
Okay.
On the show.
I remember very fondly when we were like, yo, 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 I'm the rapping vampire. That was... said that one a few times. That one comes up a lot of times. The rapping mummy guy.
It has legs. If they were...
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's 8 legs. Oh, there's a wrapping spider as well. He's wrapping me up in his
web, yeah.
Whatever.
That's funny.
I don't care anymore.
Hey, my girlfriend was listening, and she says she thinks JF sounds hotter than Mike, which is kind of funny if you think about it.
Why is that fucking funny? Why is that funny?
What does that even mean?
We're both insulted. Need to drink even more garbage? Support the show and get weekly bonus episodes, Discord access, exclusive video, and more at patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks.